Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in. It's beautiful Brooklyn. Long as I live here, believe I'm gonna fly.
Know where you're going, but don't know how to get there? You found the rabbit hole, Alice. For free bars, apartment hunting, and sending out your demo, he's here to make sure you don't break the bank. Welcome to the Starving Artist Podcast with your host, Johnny Sanford.
All right. Good afternoon to the folks that are tuning in to the Starving Artist Guide. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. We got a great show today. Some great artists, Ian Bryan. We got another track from DeVries because I've been listening to it all week. It's incredible. In-house performance. It's kind of a surprise, so I'm going to leave that to the end of the show. You got to get through all the way to the end of the show to hear the special in-house performance. A lot of great news coming from the Starving Artist Guide camp. We're going to start doing some heavy promotion for all the artists out there, especially those who are coming from Sonic Bids, the musicians who are working tirelessly to entertain the masses. We'll be promoting heavily throughout New York City very soon. We've got our graphic design contest. It's got about a week left. I've already got some great submissions, so I think we may have a winner unless there's a dark horse out there that wants to submit some stuff. Remember, there is a huge prize on the line and some other lesser, still awesome prizes. So send it to starvingartistquestions@gmail.com or starvingartistguide@gmail.com. So we got a great show today. I just want to get a little bit of a intro, some of the cool things I've been doing lately. I just put up a iMix on iTunes, which is free and anyone can do it. The artists get 100% of the profits, and it's just a Starving Artist Guide mixtape volume 1. This is very important and awesome music that I've been featuring from the local and not so local acts surrounding New York City who have submitted their work via sonicbids.com. We'd like to thank them. I'm just going to go through the list here. We've got Bowery Boy Blue, one of my favorite bands to hear on Sonic Bids. Pastora, another incredible band. Americans UK, who are playing Santos Party House very soon. I'm going to get more information on that. A Natural, incredible rapper. Track Go Getta, which actually features some like old school Tekken fight music from like Nintendo or something. It's incredible. I love that. Alex Mitchell, Witches in Bikinis, Master of Confusion, who just released a triple album all at the same time on iTunes. So check out the song on there. It's an incredible song called Love. Matt Simons, a great pop artist who we featured a couple shows back. Neil Nathan, who was on the soundtrack of Californication. Dave Sasser, an incredible, almost zen-like song called Quiet Mind. Great song. Murdoch, incredible rapper. We got Lachi with We Can Fly, great song. Put an Matthew Barber song on there and a Josh Weinstein song, Tennessee. Great track. I suggest you check that out. It's up on starvingartistguide.com. You can also look up Starving Artist Guide Mixtape Volume 1 in iTunes. 15 songs, $15, basically. So you'll be supporting the artists. They get 100% of the profit. I am just doing it for the awesome work that they've put in. So I'm just the middleman. So check it out, Starving Artist Guide Mixtape Volume 1. I will be putting more and more out very soon. So that's cool. Let's get to our first song here. I'm going to play a song by DeVries. I played him last week, and I played the song called Polar Shores, which is a great track. And I've been listening to him on my iPod every day when I go to work. The song's called Girl in a Fur Skin Rug. Obvious Bob Dylan reference there, but it's incredible. It brings to mind my favorite band, or one of my favorite bands at least, Abandoned Pools, and kind of has a Failure / Year of the Rabbit vibe to it. It's got really lush, like, reverbed out vocals. And it's kind of got a subtle underground, Velvet Underground hint. So check it out. This is Girl in the Fur Skin Rug by DeVries. Only on the Starving Artist Guide. Assembly on July 9th, and I believe 8 p.m., but let me check. Yeah, 8 p.m. Thursday in Billyburg over at Public Assembly. Also, he's playing July 31st at the Loving Cup Cafe. So that is a Friday night. So check him out. He's also got an album coming out the 21st, I believe. It's going to be called Death to God. And it's coming out on iTunes the 21st. So check it out. So we got a big show ahead of us. I recorded an interview with a friend who's actually doing a JET program, which is, I mentioned it last week, but we had to do it on Skype, so it's a little unclear. However, I'm going to have him write up all the kind of tips and tricks about moving basically across the planet. He lives in Seoul, South Korea. And what's great about that is if you're a wanderer like me and you kind of can't, you don't want to put roots down too fast, he has kind of the information to get you paid over there as a teacher to teach English. But first, I'm going to get into a little article I found on CNN. I put it up on the website, starvingartistguide.com. And basically, it's about how college students are taking out huge, huge loans, and they're basically unable to pay them back because they're working jobs as, you know, waiting tables, waiters. And this is just how it goes. It's by Sally Holland. And I titled it Good News for College Educated on Welfare. But she had a more, politically correct title for it. And it goes, as a graduate from Syracuse University with a master's degree in international relations, Jaina Morgan was hoping to help victims of human rights violations caused by resource wars. The tight job market, though, has made her put those dreams aside for now while she pays her bills by waiting tables at the Barracks Inn in Sag Harbor, New York. Morgan is realistic about her future income options. If you're going into public service, you aren't going to make money. You're going to help people. Her less than anticipated income means that it is difficult for her to make her student loan payments for nearly $80,000 in debt she accumulated getting through college. She's looking forward to a new law that goes in effect July 1st that would help her cap her student loans at 15% of her adjusted gross income. Then, if she completes 10 years of public service, her loans would be dropped completely. Based on her current income, her $800 payments would go away for the time being, according to calculations she did on the Department of Education's website. The College Cost Reduction and Access Act that created the new income-based repayment program was signed into law in 2007 to help make student loan payments more manageable. However, the Department of Education warns that making smaller loan payments may actually increase the amount that borrowers will need to pay back in the long run because the interest will accrue for a longer period of time. On the other hand, if the borrower meets certain criteria, their remaining student loan debt can be dropped after 25 years. This is very promising for me. And I know that there's a bunch of other people who are in the same boat. Unemployment numbers for May indicated that 15.5% of people aged 20 to 24 are unemployed in the U.S. compared to the overall unemployment of 9.4% for all of the U.S. The income-based repayment program is designed specifically for the students who have high loan amounts and low income. To continue to qualify for the repayment plan, every year borrowers will have to provide information on their income and family size. When income increases, their payments would revert back to the standard amounts. As for Morgan, if she had to know what kind of debt she would be caring after she earned her degrees, she might have done things differently. As an 18-year-old, I might have applied to more schools that would consider funding me fully, and I probably should have been considering my economic situation at that time. However, Morgan said she would not have changed her mind about going to college. Now, I was kind of in the same boat. I kind of feel like there's this huge pressure for graduating students, graduating high school students, and this podcast is kind of almost dedicated to people who don't know what they want to do. And as the guy in Good Will Hunting says, I could have learned the same amount as you, a college-educated person, for $1.25 in late fees at the public library. How about them apples? So, I kind of feel the same way. I am a college-educated human being, and I think education is very important. However, what you're paying for is a piece of paper and not actual knowledge. Actual knowledge comes from human experience. It comes from reading, and most of the time you're not reading, you're drinking at college. Everybody knows that. So, that being said, let's get into the next song. I mean, I don't want to end it on a bummer, but I'm just glad that that repayment option is going to come in effect July 1st. I will keep you guys updated, and I'll give you guys the website. It says you can find out about it on the DOE website, so just look up the Department of Education, and also look up the College Cost Reduction and Access Act on Google, and you can find more information about it. So the next song is Ian Breen. I'm totally hacking this guy's name, but it's a great song. It's called So I've Tried. It evokes this very melancholy state of mind, but it's recorded with a voice that strikes the same note as a higher tenor Chris Cornell, a lower tenor Chris Cornell. And it's kind of bare bones, which I really like about it. Basically, the instrumentation is drum and bass, but it kind of has this singer-songwriter-y feel. And his name's Ian Breen, and the song is So I've Tried. Check it out on the Starving Artist Guide.
Leave.
right, so that was Ian Bryan with I've Tried. We still got to get to that interview, but a little bit before that, just want to mention that this is available for free on iTunes. And the other day, I kind of had a little synchronicity. I looked up the podcast just to make sure it was working correctly in the iTunes store. And I looked up Starving Artist Guide. I'm going to do it right now just to make sure this synchronicity still occurs. So I looked up Starving Artist Guide, and obviously my podcast came up, and you can get it for free, but there's also a book called A User's Manual for Human Experience, and it's a free audiobook. It's written by a guy named Michael Dean, and so I just decided I'm going to subscribe to this too, and it's a very cool book so far. It's got an incredible introduction, incredible first chapter. So I'm really looking forward to getting it and reading them. Well, not reading it, but having it read to me. It's very cool. The guy kind of used to be a junkie, and he's put his life together. So everyone knows what it's like to fall apart. I recently had an incredible sea change in my life where everything just fell apart, and it's important to stay strong and to have a positive mental attitude, even when you think everything's falling to shit. And I feel better than ever right now. I feel great. My life has finally just kind of found itself in itself, of itself. Great. I also want to mention, before we get to the interview, there's a social networking service called Ning, N-I-N-G, and I set up a website there for artists, musicians, comedians, directors, actors, and the like, to kind of promote themselves and to promote upcoming shows, share tips and tricks on how they get around the city, kind of trying to save some money. You can go to that at starvingartistguide.ning.com. And I would love for you to be my friend on there. So please join us. That being said, I also have to blush and say that I also joined Twitter. Because why not? So if you want to follow my stories or, you know, whatever they are, you can go to, you can just do the @ StarvingArtNYC is my handle or my name. StarvingArtNYC. So let's get into one more song before the interview with Nick Snopkowski, currently teaching English as a second language in South Korea, in Seoul. First, we're going to get to a band called Drive-In Saturday with their track Dreaming. And it's kind of a pop garage rock band with great hooks and a huge build-up to kind of a monumental chorus, kind of Beach Boys-esque harmonies. The voice, I already mentioned Chris Cornell once as a descriptor for Ian Bryan, but this guy sounds even more like Chris Cornell. It's kind of odd, but check it out. It's Dreaming, only on the Starving Artist Guide.
If I swam to the top of the tide, we'll be right back.
All right, that was Drive-In Saturday with Dreaming. And these guys are out of Pleasantville, New York. Pretty great band. They'll be playing VP South in Amityville, New York on July 31st, 2009. That's a Friday. So go check them out if you're out in Amityville. On their bio on Sonic Bids, they say, "We are looking to take this pirate ship as far as it goes." And I think that is a great ethos in life. So let's get into the exclusive Skype interview with Nick Znopkowski regarding the JET program. It's not actually the JET program, but it's similar to the JET program, where he kind of divulges how he got to Seoul, South Korea, how he even feels about the whole Kim Jong-il situation. So check it out. This is Nick Znopkowski talking about English as a second language, only on the Starry Artist Guide. In the studio, via the Skype internet web service, we have Nick Znopkowski joining us on the Starving Artist Guide. It's a pleasure to have you, Nick. How you doing over in Seoul, South Korea?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Good to hear from you.
I know, man. It's been a long time. Well, actually, it was yesterday that we set up the Skype, which is actually a really good program. You said you use it a lot. It's free for anyone that's out there that has loved ones or friends or family. Out in
a stranger.
We're a stranger, yeah. You can meet totally new people. This is like, well, I don't know, Match.com, right? Pardon? That's the most important thing. So, you are abroad. Can you kind of describe your situation as it stands? What you're doing over there?
Over a year ago, I took a decent job in Korea, and I've been here since. Came out pretty easy. Just had to have a university degree. I came out here and ever since.
Now, what's the program that you're going through? What's it called, and how do people get to the website or anything?
The best way to find for Korea is the Korea website. But there are many countries that you can go to.
And yeah, like Japan and... Yeah, I was thinking of going out over to Japan for the Japan exchange teaching.
Expensive, but amazing.
Expensive, yeah. You said you went there, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been there a couple times now.
A couple times. You're a baller. What can I say?
I'm a baller, yeah.
Can you kind of describe what it's like to do something like that, to teach and... How hard is it? Because I've always wondered that.
The biggest thing is that for both yourself, you need to do. So, I mean, you talk to people who are there, so you know what to expect.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you did?
I'm somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I definitely agree. When I went to England, it was definitely a learning experience. You kind of get a larger vista of what it is to be a human.
Just getting away from,
Now, do you feel like you want to be there longer, or are you planning on coming back? You've already been there for how long? So it kind of opens your expanse on where you might live in the future. You said you were looking at possibly living in England, right?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Australia,
that's right. So you've definitely expanded your mind kind of travel-wise, and you said that it gives you a lot of breaks, right? That you can just kind of go around. That's awesome.
And get better perspectives on life. Like, I don't think anyone's ever traveled and came back.
Now, is it a cheaper fare if you want to live out there? You said that they take care of your room and board, right? Or just maybe your room? Do you find yourself able to save money, or are you blowing it on trips?
Yeah. A lot of it.
Well, that's good. You gotta have fun, you know?
Here, if I want something, I can get it.
That's awesome. And we were talking... Do you have any final remarks for your family, or... to your friends out here and... New York City, in upstate New York. Cool. All right, Nick. We've reached our mark. Really appreciate you talking to me today. And we wish you the best over there. Be safe. Do you have any final remarks on the North Korea, South Korea situation? Very tense right now. But you said yesterday, no biggie.
Yeah, no biggie.
All right. That's good to hear from someone that's in the belly of the beast, right near the craziest man in the world, and he's not worried. All right, Nick, I am going to stop recording. Thanks once again, and we'll continue this conversation in a minute. All right. From the Starving Artist Guide. That is Nick Snopkowski talking about the exchange program to teach in South Korea. Thanks again. All right, that about wraps it up for this show. We got one more special in-house performance. As we all know, Michael Jackson died this week. Pretty traumatic for me, for everyone. And I just figured that I would attempt a little bit of a cover, a folk cover of, well, you guessed it, Thriller. So this is Johnny Sanford. I'm just going to end it here. I'd like to thank all the artists who donated their music for the show. I'd also like to thank Nick for taking the time out of his day to set up an interview. And also the people who are out there taking a listen. Remember to check out starvingartistguide.com for more updates and info. Check out the new Ning site, the social network site. It's starvingartistsguide.ning.com. And you can follow me on Twitter officially. That is @starvingartnyc. Also, next week will be the end of our graphic design contest. Keep in mind, there are surprises, and the winner will certainly get their worth in prizes, and they're also going to get a free t-shirt when I take their design and I send it to Vistaprint. And so we are going to play a little Thriller exclusively on the Starving Artist's Guide. This is Johnny out.
This is Thriller, Thriller Night. No one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. This is Thriller, Thriller Night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer killer tonight. Blood creatures call, and the dead start to walk their masquerade. There's no escape from the jaw. This town, it's the end of your. The demons start to close in on every side. They will possess you unless you change the number on your dial. Now's the time for you and I to get so close together. All through the night I'll save you from the terror on the screen. I'll make you see. Make you see that this is thriller, thriller night. No one's gonna save you from the beast of tobacco. This is thriller. Killer tonight, 'cause this is dead.